And then my father got moved down to Chichester, and he was in charge of Chichester Fire Station. And when the opportunity arose, I joined the engineering side at Shipham's. And I went in there because it was very, very interesting to me there, because they had such a vast range of machines and very diverse engineering and lots of things one had to do oneself, you know. And there were no spares available. Many of the machines were American, you know, and I found myself making bits and pieces which I would never have had the opportunity to do had it not been wartime. And I'd taken the place of people who'd already gone to, you know, gone to war. And anyway, I was stuck and I excelled at that. And I remember so well that every Saturday morning we used to have to run along the top. I used to have to run along the top of these machines with the chief engineer, and we used to grease them and make sure things were right and replace parts. And of course, I was much quicker than him, being a younger fella. And one day we got down off these machines one Saturday morning. He said to me, "Reg," he said, "you can't have done that job properly." And I said, "What?" He said, "You can't have done that job properly. You were too quick." I said, "You go and check it." I said, "If there's anything wrong." I said, "But don't you dare say that to me," because I was just about out. I was very tired, you know, terribly tired. And then he picked up his leatherwork bag and he went right down the floor. He said, "Where's my screwdriver?" And he said, "Pick that screwdriver up." I said, "No, I'm sorry." I said, "You put it down there, you pick it up." I said, "I'm just worn out," because I used to open the place in the morning as well, believe it or not. And anyway, with that, I turned on my heel and I went down to Portsmouth and joined the Navy. Just like that, you know.